everybody. Welcome and welcome back. If you're joining us again, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This half hour joined by Marquette University Law School pollster Charles Franklin. Again, thank you, Charles. Always enjoy talking to you. One of the things that I think is really interesting in this latest poll is the level of consolidation of support. Tell people about really what that's measuring and what your latest poll found.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of reluctance to vote for the two major party candidates earlier in the year. We also saw some level of crossover voting earlier in the year. To give you an example, the third party vote for Kennedy and for the other third party candidates was around 25% early in the spring. That's fallen to just 6% now. And so that's one sense of consolidation. That difference is gone to the major party candidates pretty much. We've also seen partisans coming home to their party, though there's less of that change. Right now, 6% of Republicans say they'll vote for Harris. Only 1% of Democrats say they'll vote for Trump. Those numbers were a bit higher, though Republican crossover was never more than 8 or 9% all year. Democratic crossover was small, but was 3, 4, occasionally 5% early in the year. And we see that with the Senate race, too. The patterns are exactly the same. Partisans come home to their party over the course of the election as they start paying more attention to the campaign and hearing more about it. There's a little asymmetry. There are some Republicans unhappy with Trump. Early in the year, 30% of Republicans told us they had an unfavorable view of Trump. Most of them were voting for other people in the primary in the spring. But that's down to 20% or less now of Republicans with an unfavorable view of Trump. Even of that 20%, though, we only see 6% crossing over. So that's the power of party to hold you with your party, even if you don't like the candidate, because it's so hard to bring yourself to go across the aisle and vote for the other party's candidate.
Fascinating numbers there. 20% currently of GOP feeling unfavorably about Donald Trump, yet only 6% of traditionally identified Republicans and GOP supporters say they will cross over and vote for Kamala Harris. Just fascinating. The other tidbit, I'm going to call it, in your poll was something I don't know if this is even traditionally included in polls, but I thought it certainly spoke to this moment that we are all in trying to survive through. And that is, hey, have you had to stop talking to someone because of politics? Tell us more, Charles.
Yeah, this was a question that we actually started asking in 2012 in the run-up to the recall election of Governor Walker, because our politics seemed so divided at that point.
Isn't that cute? I mean, whoo!
Yes. And so the way we word the question is there someone you've stopped talking about politics with because of disagreement about the upcoming election? We've asked that in 2012 for the recall. Then in 16 and 20, we asked it for the presidential race. We repeated it this time. Despite how conflictual the recall was, it was about 35% that said they'd stop talking to someone. We thought that was a sizable number back then. But it was still 34 and then 36 in 16 and 20. This month, 46%, a 10 percentage point increase in that number. And again, it's going up against some tough competition. We were kind of divided and touchy about our politics in 12, 16, and 20. So I was a little surprised to see it bump up a full 10 percentage points this time. It's awfully close to evenly divided now about backing off on having political conversations.
And this observation that you made was that Democrats are considerably more likely to say that they have stopped talking to Republican acquaintances or family members. I thought that was quite striking.
Democrats have been a little more likely to say that all along, but they're over 50% now. And this time, for the first time, independents are also around 50%. Republicans, about half as likely to say they've stopped talking to somebody.
That is a story probably worth some thinking about right there, given the tone of political rhetoric. I have to say, unfortunately, I'm unsurprised by those polling numbers. Last but not least, Charles, folks are wanting to know, all the people out there, I know you want to know, is this our last poll before the election, or
no,
can we expect another?
Of course not. Of course not. No, we're actually in the field with a national poll right now, and we'll be out with our final Wisconsin poll on the Wednesday before the election. I think that's October 30th.
Well, Charles, I'll ask you now, can you spare some time on the 30th to come on in and talk about the poll? We'd love to have you.
We'll see what we can work out. I certainly want to talk to you that week. And, you know, the last thing, you know, polls don't vote, people do. So it's really up to the voters to go out and turn out, no matter who you're supporting. Democracy is better when people vote.
That's MU Law School's pollster Charles Franklin, a friend of mine and a friend of each and every one of you, helping make us smarter every day. Thanks, Charles. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back at the top of the hour for Maggie and the Millionaires, talking money with CEO Stephen Price about why it makes sense for all businesses to pay workers a fair wage. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.